from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
It is the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, you're dancing. What's up?
It's a fresh Friday.
Friday.
We have had a great show.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed any of it, you will be able to catch up on our podcast. And I do know, and I thank all of you who do catch up on the podcast, because we always hear about from you a couple of days later. But this is definitely a great one to make sure that you listen to all 3 hours. And coming up at 11:30 after Heather's newscast, we will be doing scenarios, because we can't have a fresh Friday and not do scenarios.
Got to do it. All right, let's see what Chef's cooking. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Okay, I am going to throw a curveball at you guys to start, based on our interview with Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell. So, the interim police chief, Adrian Diaz, has been in charge of the agency since 2020, so long that many of us have assumed that he would just get the gig permanently. Nevertheless, there is a search underway, a committee has been formed, a consultant agency hired. And while the mayor says that he enjoys a very good relationship with Chief Diaz, this is what he says he wants from the next chief.
And the person I'm looking for, he or she, will command the room and make everyone know that we have the right person in charge, that they will not only embrace effective public safety, they will not inspire a racialized or militarized approach. They will understand our culture, but they'll also know I need and demand 7-minute response times. I need and will have more officers. They have to be an expert in recruiting with me as well. So I have high expectations of strong vision for what the city needs, and that will be my final selection.
Ursula, this morning in our meeting, we talked about that assumption that Chief Diaz would get the gig. Have you changed your mind on that?
Yes. I initially thought this was a foregone conclusion, which is why I asked that question of the mayor. I started to change my mind yesterday when I saw the names on the list of the select committee. I cannot believe that every one of them would just rubber stamp whatever it is. Some of the description that the mayor offered doesn't necessarily fit Interim Chief Diaz right now. Could it? Potentially. But the description of commanding presence, I don't know that that is something that is believed throughout the department. So, to be clear, and I want to say this again, Chief Diaz, every time he's come on our show, have so appreciated him. He's very pleasant. I know that he has the best intentions. I really do. And I believe that, and I know that from people. But I also know and have heard from people within the department who have issues. And let's face it, very few chiefs. I've asked everyone that I've spoken with in the Seattle Police Department who was a chief that had wide respect. And the only name that I've heard consistently was Gil Kerlikowske. And that was a while back.
When I hear Mayor Bruce Harrell, when I hear him speak, you guys can hear it. You can hear the confidence in his voice. You can hear the things that he says. And I believe it comes from him being an athlete his entire life, playing football at the University of Washington. Command the room. Things, when he says that, that's athlete stuff. That's team stuff. Being able to come in and command the room. So the confidence, you can tell also when the mayor comes on our show, he's going to say what he's going to say, and he's going to do what he wants to do, and he's going to, his goal in leading this community, this city of Seattle, is something that he wants to do. He's not going to go back and forth. He's not saying things that you want to hear. The reason why I had to bring that up is because I agree with Ursula. I think that whoever's going to be the chief of Seattle going forward, we don't know the name yet. And I'm basing that just by the feeling and the tone that I hear from the mayor. The mayor has a very specific vision that he has for Seattle, and there is no games being played, and there's no time to waste. And therefore, whoever's going to be the police chief, you heard what he said, is going to be someone that commands the room.
And he made also a point of saying that he's spoken with many, many officers, and he's spoken, obviously, with many in the community. So he's heard. So I don't think it is predetermined like I did maybe a month or two ago.
Real quick, I know there is some news
We have some breaking news, and this is something that all of you listening right now, I know that this is important to you. So Governor Inslee has just issued an order that is canceling parole for Timothy Pauley. He is the man who is currently serving a life sentence for 3 counts of first-degree murder. This was having to do with the tavern in SeaTac. And in a statement, the governor says he's canceling the indeterminate sentence review board's order because he is troubled by Pauley's failure to demonstrate both a full acceptance of his responsibility and remorse and apologize to the victims and their families. And certainly that is going to be huge relief to the families of the victims. And I think in this case, the governor did the right thing.
Got it right. All right, Chef, what you got?
Okay, let's talk about the intersection of interest rates, college costs, and student loan forgiveness. So interest rates are not only going to affect housing prices, but college loans as well. So on July 1st, federal student loans for undergraduates, that'll go up to 5%. They were at 2.75 in 2020. Here's what that means. If you're going to take out 4 years of undergrad loans for tuition only at the University of Washington, that new interest rate will cost you an additional $15,000 over the course of that 20-year repayment. Here is the good news, though. Washington lawmakers passed a bill last session, that would create a state-run student loan program that could offer loans at about 1% interest rate. Now, let's see if we can come to some consensus on this, because the Democrats, the Republicans have been fighting about whether student loan forgiveness is something worth pursuing and whether it should happen. But how about this? What about simply refinancing all of the current student loans down to about 1% or even 0%? So, G. Scott, where do you stand on this? Would you prefer loan forgiveness or refinancing them down to 1 or 0?
If I can try to get something that we all agree on, let's go ahead and refinance and let's get to the 1%. Refinance ain't no different than you and your house and your crib. You know what I'm saying? You get the opportunity to refinance. Why you want to refinance? Because I want to get a lower payment. That would be great news. Can we come to the table and agree? You know, one of the best things about making a deal is when everybody sitting at the table walks away with, yeah, I can get with that. And I think everyone can get on that. It won't even take a long time. You can get with that right away. Okay, you don't want to forgive the student loan debt? Cool. Let's hook up that student loan, the interest rate, the payment, repayment back. Let's get it to 1%. Good news.
Well, this is supposed to be agree to disagree, but I 100% agree with G on that one. And I will say that I am not someone that thinks loan forgiveness should be, as I have expressed before. Mm-hmm. I think some people should qualify for loan forgiveness, but I do not think it should be a blanket thing. Frankly, if my sons had to take out student loans, I don't think that our family should qualify for loan forgiveness. So I think that that would be fraught and that would be hard for everyone to agree on. But I'm with G on this. You shouldn't have to pay ridiculous amounts of interest to get an education.
Okay, well, I'm in agreement with you on which means I'm going to have to rely on the audience here. So you can text us in on the State Roofing text line, 888-973-5476. And please tell me if you're Republican, conservative, left, right, I don't care. Is there any flaw in this plan, something that everyone could honestly object to? Because I want to hear about it, but let's move on. All right, so the late night bonfires, G., Seattle's Golden Gardens, Alki Beach, those are going to be a thing of the past. Starting on this Friday, the Parks and Rec Department is going to be shutting down Alki Gardens, Alki Beach and Golden Gardens at 9:30 instead of 11:30. This is due to the dangerous and illegal behavior. I'm not sure if you remember those TikTok parties last year at Alki that were absolutely off the hook. SWAT teams had to be called out. Gee, I mean, I know there's a security concern, but is this the right move?
No.
This is canceling summer for a lot of folks, right?
No, it's not the right move. And I'm sick and tired of the no-fun police out there. 9:30 at night in the summertime in Seattle. Y'all know the lights still out. Street lights not even on during that time. That's an opportunity for you to bond and hang out. Some of your best memories have been around a bonfire. You ever seen a fight break out at a bonfire?
Yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have.
You seen a fight break out at a bonfire?
Golden Gardens and Alki Beach.
Hold on real quick. At the bonfire. I'm not talking about in the park where the bonfire is. I'm talking about those hanging out at the bonfire. They singing songs.
Okay. Once again, what are you drinking? What are you drinking today?
Ain't no different than what I drink. To be honest with you, I just had a couple shots of espresso.
Thank you for clarifying what that was.
No, you know what? Unfortunately, if you don't do good things, you can't have nice things. What's that saying?
You know what,
What's that saying?
This is why we can't have nice things?
This is why we can't have nice things.
So you're okay with closing the park at 9:30?
Well, they're starting to. It's going to be close to the public at 10. What good happens at the beach after 10 o'clock at night? Sadly, we've proven that no, we cannot behave after 10.
Say it with me.
So, when I say we, I mean certain people cannot behave after 10 o'clock. And last I checked, we have enough police to go around and just be dealing with fights. There were murders. There were brutal attacks at Golden Gardens and especially at Alki Beach, I believe. Yeah. I'm just going off the top of my head. But I remember. And yes, you can blame TikTok to some extent because hundreds of people were at the beach. And unfortunately, some people were up to no good. So sadly, yeah.
You went all the way to murder?
Well, there was a murder outside Golden Gardens,
man,
I believe, a shooting.
Come on.
That was last summer. But Ursula, I have to disagree with you because in this case, I mean, what else are we going to shut down? I understand that there are parks, but just because bad things happen doesn't mean that we need to close the venue. Pioneer Square, bad things happen there. Should we close down the streets around nightclubs because people get into fights outside nightclubs? I don't understand what the difference is between Alki and Golden Gardens, except for the fact that Alki has an extremely vocal constituency over there in West Seattle of people who are saying, I've had enough, which frankly, I could understand if you had a drunken flash mob basically descend upon your street at 11 o'clock or midnight, but closing it down early.
So you just explained it. They can't police it after 10 o'clock.
So how are you going to close it down if you can't police it? All you're telling people is, you good folks, you stay home, you hooligans, you know there ain't going to be anyone here to enforce anyway.
Say it with me, Ursula.
What's that?
I don't like fun.
If that's what you get from my take on this particular thing, that I'm sorry, G. When was the last time you were at the beach after 10 o'clock?
Ursula, you're talking to G now. Come on now. I mean, really? Out of everybody in this building, I would argue that nobody gets out and about and around more than I do. Let's keep it all the way a buck now. There's not one person in this building that gets out and about like I do.
So this is going to crimp your style that you will not be able to go to Alki or
me
Golden
and
Gardens.
I tell you what really messed me up is how they cut that drive with Point Defiance.
Okay, there you go.
Now that right there
and that
is what
nothing,
I'm really upset about.
That had nothing to do with mobs.
Now, Ursula, to be very clear, you said, you know, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock on the beach. I would beg to differ. I would say that plenty of good things happen on the beach after 10 o'clock,
facts,
including on that drive down by Point Defiance there. I mean,
facts,
if you're a young man or a young woman and you're living with your folks, there aren't a lot of private places that you can go to. And sometimes a little getaway at the beach late at night, you know, that's something that you might want to engage in.
Yeah, exactly. So unfortunately, you can blame the people who got things out of control. And yes, I mean, there were shootings.
There's shootings everywhere.
I know,
so are we going to close everything down?
There's the potential for that to grow to huge numbers. Aren't they just going to try this out?
Yeah, it's a test program that's supposed to run
not
through
a good
September,
idea.
But it's not like anyone's going out in October or November.
Ursula is secretly on the board for making decisions. No, I don't think that they should be
on
the
this
park.
One. And you know what? Golden Gardens might be one of the most beautiful parks in the entire world. And yes, I do go, and I keep telling myself every time, I need to do a bonfire, because I go, but it does get a little chilly. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful to watch a sunset there. But I get it.
Ernie,
you know what?
And Kent said, I'm with Ursula. Shut it down. Ernie, you just lost some cool points with me.
No, Dennis in Seattle says nothing good happens after 3 a.m. That's true, too. So, in any case, get your whatever it is that you love about going to the beach, just get it in before 10 a.m. 10 p.m.
Plus, if you're hanging out while it's still light outside, people can still see that you're wearing your Balenciaga beachwear.
Ooh, by the way, I just got some shorts, some Balenciaga. Ooh,
oh my gosh.
They fire. But I'm not going.
That was a joke.
No, no, that's not a joke. I'm not wearing them until I go to New Orleans in July. They fire.
Right over his head.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's time for scenarios. We didn't do it in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to do it now. If anybody's asking what's in my coffee, extra shots of espresso. It's G and Ursula.
It is 11:34 on this Friday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the G and Ursula show. It sure has been a fun show, and we are going to
apologize to Heather.
Apologize to Heather because she did the breaking news about Governor Inslee deciding again not to allow the three-time convicted murderer out, Timothy Pauley, and so. It shows that sometimes even during newscasts, we are so involved in getting prepped for the next segment that we didn't hear that breaking news. But both you and I, G, believe that that is great news. And so, again, Timothy Pauley is not going to be.
Did we try to blame Chef?
Yeah, we did.
I wasn't even standing there. I come walking by and I hear, well, how come you didn't? What did Andrew have?
In Heather's defense, or to speak for Heather, it used to bug me to no end when I anchored, which I did for many, 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 many years.
Right.
And it was like, you didn't hear that breaking news, and now you're telling it's breaking news again? Wait a minute. What am I, chopped liver?
I don't even know how important it is to tell you guys what's going on behind the scenes. But let's get to scenarios. I haven't really dug myself into a deep hole here. I need your help. My husband has a great job and a boss that thinks it's important to do things socially with his employees. They invite us to dinner almost every weekend. It's expensive, fatiguing, and we don't really like being with them that much. But my husband says we can't say no because it's the boss, so we do it. I get along with his wife, though she's only 24, about half his age, and we don't really have a ton in common, but we get along, I guess. Last week, I got a text that I thought was from my husband. It was an invitation to a surprise birthday party for the boss. He's turning 50. I replied, ugh, not again, WTF. When will this end? I can't keep doing this. My husband called me immediately and told me that text went out to the entire group that was all invited. Everyone saw my response. I was mortified, and he told me I had to fix this and make it right. So yesterday, I called the boss's wife and apologized. She said, hey, it's no big deal. I didn't think anything of it. And believe me, I get it. So I asked, well, what did you mean by that? Well, you're older, and I know going out that much has to be really hard for you and hard on your body. So, I mean, how much activity can someone your age take? She went on to tell me that it drives her crazy, too, but that's what she has to do for her husband because his employees look up to him so much. I'm offended. First of all, I'm not old. Second of all, I'm 37 years old. And second, it's not about stamina. I just don't like going out with them all the time. Now, I don't want to go to any of these parties ever again. And actually, I'm actually angry with the wife. What do I do here now? How can I fix this situation? 888-973-CHIRO is the State Roofing text line. Ursula, you up to bat first.
Okay, I got to tell you, at some point in telling that story, when you said that the wife of the boss understood, I was like, my, that's really mature. Look at that. The 24-year-old is acting really mature.
And then
you got the rest of the story. First of all, employee's wife, the one who is reaching out, needs to apologize because that went out to everybody. And it's clear to say, you know, I was having a rough moment. You know, sometimes there's a lot of stress and sometimes the every week is gets to be a little much. And I apologize. I realize that would be, you know, hurtful to some of you. And I apologize. I do enjoy going out. I just can't do it every weekend. And that may be the saving grace because then you don't have to go out every week.
Have you, Ursula, have you ever sent a reply to a text that wasn't supposed to go to, or it went to a group because you weren't really paying attention?
Yes, but never. It's never been too bad. It wasn't anything that was a big deal. But I know Chef has a story.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Y'all tried to throw me under the bus twice.
You throw.
Twice in 15 minutes.
Man. Poor Chef.
You know what? That ended up just fine. Just because I sent a real snarky text to the bosses that was meant for you guys. I still work here.
Did you get written up?
No.
No.
Oh. No, I didn't. I got a real stern talking to you, though. I went home with my tail between my legs, and I was nervous that weekend. But here's the thing. You didn't do anything bad. You just said what you honestly believe out loud. And frankly, I bet there's a lot of people in that group chat that 1,000% agree with you. And they're like, man, I can't believe Becky said it, but thank God somebody did. Because the only one who, it appears, enjoys going out with the boss is the boss. Why does he not have his own friends, first of all? Why does he rely on his staff to act as his social circle? This whole compelled socializing with your superior at work, heck no.
Yeah, and by the way, every week, that's excessive. Yeah.
If he's going to invite you out every weekend, he better be paying.
Yeah.
Well, can I just speak to this for a second?
Yeah.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty of back in the day in my 20s. Talking about those that are in their mid-30s and late-30s, calling them old and can't keep up. Now that I'm in my mid-40s, I think about that often. I think about people probably looking at me saying, that G, you got to go to sleep. Yeah, that's true. Friday nights, I am asleep by like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And so for some reason in this scenario, the part that really bothered me the most is what that 24-year-old said about her being old and not being able to get out and not being able to keep stamina. She's 37, Ursula.
Yeah, that just shows...
It bothers me.
It shows the lack of maturity, and it shows that she was trying to get back at this woman who also dissed her and made it sound like it was a, you know, like a root canal to go out with her and the husband. So there was a bit of tit for tat, and... In my book?
Yeah. What's your book?
Just let it go. Let it go. That's just a lack of maturity on her part. She's not going to be your best friend. You're only showing up to the dinners. And maybe you can bring it up, you know, in the future. But don't make it much more complicated for your husband, too. You know what? When someone says things like, I don't get it much, but every once in a while I get that, you know, hey, boomer. Or Ursula's the grandma, ha, ha, ha. Mm. I look forward to the day I can be a grandma. I'm not there yet. I'm 56. I'll be turning 57 in August. I feel young. Well, maybe not my bones, but but I look at it as a privilege to be able to be in my 50s. And I hope to be in my 60s, my 70s, my 80s, and however it is that I can be healthy and enjoying life.
You're younger now than you were 2.5 years ago.
I probably would agree with that.
For sure.
I think that I have have been able to express myself more and express my true self. And I enjoy my job so much, and I enjoy hanging out with you, and my family's in a great place. So this idea of age shaming.
How your mama doing?
She's doing great. And if I could be like my mom at 85.
Your mama looks good.
She not only looks good, she is a whippersnapper. She is hilarious.
You got that channel together?
No. The Comcast people are coming this weekend. Filipino channel. It's a must with my mom.
Very briefly, I don't think it was necessarily a diss on the 37-year-old woman. I assume that the boss is the same age or older as the 37-year-old woman. So maybe when the 24-year-old girlfriend is saying, hey, I know you don't have a lot of energy and you don't have the stamina for this, she's speaking from experience about her partner.
Well, I'll just say to start, this all started because she shouted this message out to the whole office in the first place. So she's in the fault originally. But man, that was an excellent comeback, I got to say, from the younger one, saying, it's okay if you don't want to go out. I know you're a little bit older than me, but I know in this song it says man, but ooh, nice comeback.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm alive.
I mean, you can't get any better than that. I love that little comeback there. If you're going to diss it and shout it to the whole world in the office, you got to be prepared for a little comeback like that.
Coming up next, it's time for... It's already... Wow, the show's gone fast. Text messages, feedback, and then Ursula will give us some type of words to live by to keep us enduring and having a great life going forward. It's Gene Ursula. Fresh Fridays to all of you. Thank you so much for being with us today. We've been looking over the text, but Ursula wants to talk about something important.
Well, I want you guys to be assured that we read each and every one of your text messages and what you send us on our Facebook page. I mean, this has been a week of record amounts of text messages and comments on posts. And I just want to thank all of you, because if you think that we help your life in some way, I want to say that all of you help our lives very much so, actually. And this week was one of those where I listened to many, many of our listeners, and I realized and I admitted that I made a mistake, and I'm going to be rectifying it when it comes to what I need to do. And I learned in the process of what to do when you get into an accident and someone doesn't have insurance. So I just want to thank you listening right now, because you are such an important part of my life.
Mm. I think we proved that by how we correspond with our listeners. Like, right? Like, we can, whether it's the text line, whether it's on the Facebook page or anything. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I've never done this before. I've never, you know, I've heard about cleanup opportunities for cities and or towns. I've never been the one to volunteer. Well, we're doing that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to being downtown, helping to clean up with other many people that are going to be volunteering to do so.
Yes. I mean, the mayor told us more than 4,000 people were willing to give up at least a part of their Saturday. So thank you to all of you.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners jumped on the opportunity. So we are going to be at Westlake Park. If you have a chance, we're going to be there from 9 to noon. Mm. Show up. And then after that,
what are we doing?
We are going to go across the street. The Century Building, no, Century Square Building, 1501 yeah. 4th Avenue. Our friend Layla, who owns Euro's Place, is going to be opening, I think, another shop. There's a whole food court there.
Yeah.
And so there's a chance. I know a lot of you have said, hey, we'd love to meet you. Even if you're not at our location, or if you can't take part in the cleanup, join us there. And as I promised, I'm going to be, I know it's not a lot, but I'm going to be springing for 20 orders of fries from Layla. Because what did you say about those fries?
Blessings. That's what they are.
It's a lot of blessings in a
so,
right
and,
there.
And we have a couple of little giveaways, but we just want to meet you.
Yeah. I can't look forward to it. And I just want to let you know that when you show up and when we are helping to clean up, I'm just going to be the one that's motivating everyone.
Oh, no, you're not.
What are you talking about?
If I'm down on my knees scraping away at whatever it is, you're going to be down there too.
But I think we can all agree that it helps when you have someone walking around motivating everyone and singing, clean up, clean up, everybody.
Well, and what she is saying, well, and I understand even at Westlake Park, I believe there's going to be music.
Yeah.
And maybe the mayor will come by too.
He wants to show off his haircut.
Yeah, maybe the mayor will come by. Maybe you can have a fun exchange with the mayor.
Yeah. I'm looking forward
to it. No promises there, though.
I'm looking forward to like some of the names and finding out who you are, putting the face to the name. That's going to be cool. And then even if you've gotten a bless your heart from me in the past, I want to meet you too. No doubt about it. Our show is inclusive now. You know that. We like to meet everybody. And we get some pictures for the gram and all that.
Yeah, but that actually is the... Someone pointed out, if you're doing volunteer work to get noticed, it's really not in the spirit of things. And you're absolutely right. We have no intention of doing that. But I was shocked because I think there were some people who were dubious, like, does anyone really want to clean up Seattle? Yes. The answer is yes, a resounding yes. And I love that. And the mayor said it's not a one and done. So, hey, count us in.
But even if you are doing cleanup to get notice, at least you are volunteering to get notice. At least you're doing it. Ursula, Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And I can't give credit to anyone, but this is a great quote. There are some people who always seem angry and continuously look for conflict. Sometimes the best thing to do is walk away. The battle they are fighting isn't with you. It is with themselves.
Ooh. We're going to do it now. If anybody's asking what's in my coffee.
Everybody is on. Shot, 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 shot,
shot, shot. In my coffee.
Yeah. When I'm walking around tomorrow, I'm going to have my stunner shades on, my hat, my shoes, clipboard in hand with a whistle. What's the whistle for?
Motivation? Are you kidding me?
Sweet! Sweet!
You are the only one I know who has figured out his clothing. You want to know your attire for cleanup.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys there.
I'm
if we
wear
don't
orange.
See you there, we'll be back on Monday. The Dory Monson Show is coming up next.
Nick!
Well, ooh, it's not just you, G, that has something funny in his mug these days. People like to jump into action, get riled up late at night, over even at the beach even. So I can see why there maybe been a call for the no-fun police over there. I mean, after all, we got people dialing 911 for, oh, I don't know, getting help opening a jar of mayonnaise or something. So you gotta be asking yourself, what are you doing? Now, I don't know what you'll be doing with those new shorts of yours, G, but it might be a good time to whip them out for the debut tomorrow at the Day of the Service for all the listeners to see. I don't know, just an idea.
Are you coming, Nick?
I'm going to try and make it. I got a packed weekend, but I'm going to try and make it in the morning.
Just so you guys know, if Nick doesn't make it, we will talk bad about him all week.
Oh, man. Now appreciate I got more you. Pressure.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
I say it's sun and when it's rain. I done by leaps and bounds. Just call my name.